Sure, so the question is, if 100% of residential votes vote no, would the assessment still pass? You know, I guess personally I haven't looked at what the breakout is for residential properties. All properties get a vote, and so it's not just residential properties that get votes. So that is sort of the example that we show. There's also commercial properties. Some commercial properties are pretty high value that get quite a lot of vote. So I'd have to exactly break out how that works. The county and the city also have very sizable votes. And so I guess if 100% of the people were against something, I'm sure that's something that the elected officials who are elected by those people would probably take into consideration when they cast their vote as well. I guess if you want to add anything to that. But, you know, I think another important thing to do, remember, is that property owners get a ballot sent to them. Roughly, I know in Fargo, about 60% of the people are renters. And so their vote kind of gets cast through their city elected officials, through their county elected officials. And so they get a pretty sizable vote as well. So I guess if you should let your elected officials know how you feel as well, because they will also be voting on your behalf.